Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we've been talking about tonight, obviously, Durant and Green. And Steph Curry's injury to be evaluated in 10 days. He's traveling with the team right now. I think they play in Houston tomorrow night. That'll be a good game for us to watch here. But he's already missed the last three games with the injury. It appears the issue will keep him out at least another four games. He's traveling with the team during the upcoming road swing with Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio. They're being extra careful with Curry because this is a new injury for him. The guard has dealt with leg injuries before, a knee, an ankle. He missed 30 games last season as part and part of the playoffs. He returned too quickly a few times, which led to an extended stretch off the court. They're going to make sure that doesn't happen again. They lost to the Bucks last Thursday when the guard first went down and lost again to the Clippers. Even with two wins, the two wins have been unconvincing, surviving a 7-point home win over the Hawks last night. But he's not in the lineup, so that's the deal. Do you believe for 1 minute that Carmelo Anthony could be coming back to New York to play for the Nets after the LeVert injury? Do you think that they would cut a deal with Melo?
No, I don't. He doesn't fit that team at all.
Last night I told you I thought he was finished.
Oh, he's finished. I just don't think he would fit that Net team.
But you don't think that they're going to try to find him a job and keep him employed and making all that money? Because at this point it's grand theft.
They'll find somebody to take him.
So someone will take him, and he'll just continue to make millions doing nothing.
This is the same thing I talked to you about when Oklahoma City wanted to dump him. Here's where this guy needs to make a decision, okay? He needs to decide, does he want to go to a team like, well, clearly it didn't work out, a team like the Rockets who are good, and accept the fact that he is a bench player, that he is not what he was, that he's there to just come off the bench for a few minutes and provide some mo? Or does he want to just go somewhere where it doesn't matter, where they're not going to win or make the playoffs, and just chuck all night? That's what he wants to do.
Because that's what he does anyway.
He wants to go somewhere and be on the floor for 35, 40 minutes and chuck the whole night. That's what he wants to do.
Ground chuck, son.
He doesn't care about winning. He doesn't care about fitting in with the team or being a part of a winning championship team. He wants to chuck for 35 to 40 minutes.
The Sixers are the favorites to land him, if you believe that for 1 minute.
See, that's not a place he
can
chuck.
He's
not going to go there because he can't chuck there.
First of all, who's going to let him shoot there?
Well, good teams aren't going to let him do what he wants to do. So he needs to decide, do I want to have a chance to win or do I just want to chuck and keep building the stats?
So play on a bad team and chuck.
That's what he's going to have to do if he wants to play the amount that he does.
The Lakers are the second favorites to land him, and the Nets are the third favorite.
See, he can't go to the Lakers and chuck because LeBron ain't going to let that happen. LeBron ain't going to let him chuck.
Aren't they buddies?
Who's a team that has, like, absolutely zero juice whatsoever with no stars?
Wasn't LeBron on the banana boat thing with your boy Melo?
They're part of that elitist group, but, you know, LeBron ain't going to let him come in and do that. I don't care if they're – he's just not. He runs that whole show. He needs to go to a play. I can't think of a team off the top of my head that just is completely non-existent.
They're winning now in the third. I mean, they're the greatest franchise ever at this point, aren't they?
Pretty much.
I got to admit, I like their uniforms tonight, the purple, straight purple unis.
Those are nice.
I think they're pretty cool. They got those uniforms specifically for LeBron. Whatever LeBron wants, he gets. New uniforms, colors, players. You know, I'm sure once he wants to fire Luke Walton, that'll be the end of him. Because LeBron runs everything, right? I don't think, and I mean this when I say that, Rob Pelinka's the GM of nothing. How about that? He's absolutely in charge of nothing. That's what he is, the new GM. Isn't he another agent that went rogue and became the GM, just like the Mets GM, right?
Right.
Just some famous guy that he does nothing, like at the end of the day, right? Who runs it? Magic Johnson and LeBron James.
They run the whole show.
But Magic still has power. Everyone's afraid of him, right? Because he's the man. But at the end of the day, I think LeBron is not afraid of him either. Do you think LeBron listens to Magic Johnson?
No.
So you think he just listens to nobody?
He listens to himself.
He just pretends like he's listening to him.
It stops with him.
Right? You know, I watched this team, Portland, and it's Damian Lillard, right? And McCollum, that's it. How could they ever win anything with those two? Just those two. That's what they have.
They never do.
They never do.
And they never will.
They are, it's just like a regular season monstrosity. All you do is watch the Blazers play all season, and then they go to the playoffs and lose.
Every year.
Right? Is that not true?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.